A Rapid City jury heard opening statements Monday, December 4th, in a criminal trial on allegations of abuse that left an infant brain damaged, deaf, and blind. Patrick Whiteface is charged with breaking his six-week-old daughter's leg and then, 4 days later, causing other injuries. But the defense attorney says the child's physical symptoms are consistent with illness and do not point to abuse. According to Deputy State's Attorney Wayne Venhuizen, Patrick Whiteface told hospital staff he was changing his baby's diaper when he heard her leg snap. Social services workers became involved and put a protective agreement in place. Venhuizen says Whiteface agreed to stay away from the baby until an investigation could be done. That was on March 24, 2011. 4 days later, the infant was again at the emergency room. The child's mother, Dana Fasthorse, testified that she and Whiteface violated the protective agreement, and he was at her apartment when a Bright Start volunteer came to visit. Fasthorse told the jury that Whiteface went into the bedroom with their two children. After the volunteer left, Fasthorse went into the bedroom and found her daughter gray and struggling to breathe, her eyes rolling back in her head. The child was airlifted to the Children's Hospital, Colorado. Fasthorse was hard to understand at times, sobbing as she described making the decision to remove life support and then holding the child, hearing her continue taking breaths, but fearing that the breathing would stop. The baby lived and eventually was returned to Fasthorse's care. According to the prosecutor, the baby's brain has atrophied and she suffers permanent severe disabilities. Venhuizen says doctors attribute the damage to airway obstruction. Public defender Elizabeth Regalado told jurors that when a baby is hurt, it's human nature to search for the cause and for someone to blame. Regalado depicted Whiteface as a concerned father who didn't know why his child's leg broke. She said he immediately found someone to drive himself and the baby to the hospital, where doctors thoroughly examined the infant and did not find any marks or bruises, even on the leg that broke. And when the child suffered organ collapse and seizures 4 days later, Regalado said that could have happened when the baby's glucose levels crashed, possibly because she was in pain and not eating. The trial continues through the rest of the week. Jurors will hear from medical experts on both sides. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.